Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You've already heard my discussions on how soaring debts and government unfunded liabilities are destroying the purchasing power of the paper currencies of the world, especially the U.S. dollar. What is happening out of the limelight is that safe haven assets of gold and silver have performed well in recent months and are poised to rise even further in the coming weeks and months. Did you know that as of the market close yesterday, the price of gold was up 18.7% since the end of last year? That outperformed every global stock index and other financial metrics year to date. In fact, yesterday's closing price of gold on the New York COMEX was its highest in almost 9 years, since September 2011. Even more interesting, the gold closing price yesterday was higher than all but a handful of days in all of COMEX history, all in 2011. The trend is clear. Look for the price of gold to reach an all-time high price over the next few months. As for silver, at the COMEX close yesterday, the price had soared more than 58% since mid-March. Normally, that kind of move would grab financial media headlines. Instead, silver has been ignored among all the negative and other financial and health news. For both gold and silver, the real reason to expect much higher prices soon is a record number of maturing futures contracts on the COMEX, where owners are asking for physical delivery of the metals. Near the end of March, the COMEX bragged it had gold inventories near to record high levels. But this was contradicted by the London Bullion Market Association saying it would accelerate shipments of physical gold to the COMEX. From April through June, the COMEX delivered almost 10 million ounces of gold against maturing contracts, more than 7 times the amount of gold delivered during the preceding 3 months. Soaring quantities of silver are also being delivered against maturing COMEX contracts. In my judgment, recent rising gold and silver prices will soon accelerate. Are you prepared? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.